This is TWiT.
I would like all three of you, since you all three were at CES, to give me kind of what I always try to do, and it's hard to do with 180,000 attendees, thousands of booths, miles of aisles, spread out not just the Vegas Convention Center, even just the Sands. Sometimes you have to go all the way to Mandalay Bay on the complete other side of town. I mean, it's all over. This is a very difficult, but when you, after you've done all that and you've been there for a few days, I'll start with you, Stacey. Is there an overall theme to this year's CES? Anything you would say is
one,
a trend?
Just one theme?
Well, I don't know. Two, if you want.
Oh, jeebus.
Okay, there doesn't have to be. I mean,
no. So I did see a lot. So taking AI to a more practical place is probably a good way to phrase this. But okay. I was thinking about, you know, AI algorithms around medical devices. So being able to apply intricate, like detailed data and make assumptions and correlations that should mean something to people, I think is definitely a theme.
Okay.
It is like the most long-winded theme ever.
No, but that makes a lot of sense. It's kind of what Robert was saying. It's kind of the absorption of what was, chrome plating.
It was the buzzword.
Yep. Yeah, were buzzwords, and now is really kind of integral to many of these products.
So I would say yes and no, because I feel like a lot of this is still snake oil. Like, I mean, because I'm thinking about the medical space. Granted, the bladder thing, if it's accurate, that is really cool. I don't know.
It is accurate. Trust me.
I don't have his bladder. So I'm like, is that right? I don't know.
But, I'm starting to feel it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm probably getting up to
that.
I
think because of that thing, I would have to pee more. Like, I'd be more aware of it, right?
There is another device that was getting, I'm sure the two of you got it. Did you get any of the PR blasts for Attain?
Is it the one about keeping your butt clean?
No, that should be called Attaint.
Yes. It was to strengthen your pelvic muscles to deal with incontinence.
Oh, I have. Yes, I got it. There's a bunch of those.
Did you get like 50 offers to come and demo the device?
Oh, I don't want to demo it.
I didn't get any to demo that.
It involved
a
probe, Leo, so.
It involved a probe.
Yeah.
No probes. I can't test any. There was a.
It did.
Yeah, did
you?
You
did?
Oh, my God.
What? Wait, well, I missed that. Wait, what?
Did they say, oh, yeah, of course, a priest would.
Did you go for the demo? Did you take the demo?
No.
Oh, you didn't do it.
No.
You said you did.
No.
Yeah, we were just like, too far, man. Too far.
I'm cool with knowing what my bladder's doing. I don't have to fix it right now.
Attain.
You can look it up.
Wait,
what was the butt cleaning startup? Because I'm real glad I missed that.
We just kept getting pitches for,
Toilet, right? The Echo-enabled toilet. Toto's a sponsor.
Toto's toilets were awesome. I wanted all of those.
Was Toto there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were there. They actually had a self-cleaning toilet that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it cleans you and then it cleans itself?
Yeah.
Did you stop by their booth?
The Kohler booth?
The Toto booth? So
yes.
They had one that was facing the main walkway. And as you would walk by it, the thing would open up both of the lids. It would start playing like forest sounds and emitted a scent of freshness. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's inviting me. It wants me.
Compare
I felt bad walking past.
To the Noumi intelligent toilet that Kohler showed with Kohler Connect, because that does some of the same things, right?
Toto actually has a way fancier toilet. It's also way expensive.
They didn't get the attention that Kohler did.
So that's because it didn't have a... inside the cooler toilet, or sorry, the Toto toilet had. Hold on, I've got to look at the press release for that because I don't remember the science.
The Life Anew, it's called.
So the Toto is technologically advanced in terms of like just toilet things. They had the anti-gravity bathtub. They have their toilet that does really cool.
Can I use my kettlebell in the anti-gravity bathtub?
I don't know. It depends on how heavy of a weight you put on it, right? So that's what Toto is good at.
So Toto had, here we go, a bacteria neutralizing ultraviolet light in a titanium dioxide fired toilet bowl, initiating
right
a photocatalytic process that breaks down even microscopic waste particles.
UVC. It was a UVC light in the lid. That's what it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So basically, you could poop in that thing and later off, you could eat out of it, is what it's titanium.
I do. I mean,
Toto did not say that.
Okay,
it's called the Actilite Bowl Cleansing Technology. Here it is in action. So I think that makes sense. I mean, honestly,
wait, this toilet is $12,800, whereas the Kohler toilet was like seven something, I believe. And the zero gravity tub is $18,000, $799.
What does the zero gravity tub do?
It regenerates bathers by putting them in a meditative state. No, Sherilyn actually was going to tell you what it is.
I'm still looking at super hydrophilicity in the decomposition power. I don't know. I don't even want to. Oh, man. So this
toilet is an X-Man.
It says it was shaped to simulate a gravityless floating position.
Oh, okay.
It has hydro hands massaging water jets.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the tub or the toilet?
The tub.
Oh, God.
I would hope your toilet does not have massage jets.
I don't want my ultraviolet massaging hands. Oh, my God. Oh, here's the tub. It's a flotation tub.
But you know what it has? I like an adjustable headrest with cascading water shoulder warmth.
Okay, that's cool. I would totally use that.
This is
that's way better than Alexa.
Looks like a Cialis ad. Why is my tub in the forest? Okay, so this is showing.
She's not in a tub.
By the way, I don't look like that when I'm underwater. Just FYI.
That's the question. Will it work with Father Robert?
Like, if you're dead, maybe you look like that underwater.
So, wait a minute. I got to go move along in this video because we're doing a lot of simulation.
There was an astronaut.
Deeply stimulating water massage gives the feeling of real hands in your bathtub.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
That would be so creepy.
I don't want real hands.
Oh, my God. Serial killer time.
Who's touching my leg?
Can you imagine that ad? My God, it felt like real hands.
How much is this? Oh, look. You want that, Stacey.
It's
a waterfall headrest.
So they say, on the website, it's $19,000, which is more expensive than what Toto told me in the press release. So I'm kind of feeling a little disappointed.
Well, do you want the waterfall headset or not?
See, this is what it actually looks like in real life. And it's just a tub.
It's a tub.
It really, I mean,
it's a really, but
that's
I don't know
any of the glamour.
Don't you
it's
want
a
that?
Pretty tub. And it has lights. You forgot the color changing lights.
Well, I mean, yeah. Or I could just get one of these for like $20.
What's
and
that?
It's waterproof and just float a few of them, and this color changes too.
That is a.
And it's solar.
It's a like
Did you
a,
build
a
that?
Like a, yeah. looks like a prototype.
This is what have you ever heard of that that company Empowered?
Yeah.
Yeah,
They kind of upgraded their line. They originally made these for like camping and for
because it's got a solar panel on the top.
It's all solar.
It looks like the kind of thing you catch butterflies in,
it
like
does.
A little jar, a Leyden jar. But it's not. It's a camp light. It even has a little handle.
And this is inflatable, so it collapses down.
Inflatable.
Yeah. No. This is all. Inflatable.
And then what happens? It's a glowy little. Camp light.
They were really just lights, but now it's Bluetooth enabled because you know you need a Hue light when you're camping.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's simple tech like this that I really enjoy. I took a lot of this stuff home from CES just because it's stuff that I actually will use. I'll probably drop this off the next time I'm visiting one of our other countries.
Lesson learned, though, from Toto, that you should have put Alexa in everything.
Yeah.
And you'll get press coverage.
And waterfalls.
I actually talked to Toto last year versus Kohler. We had them on stage for my smart bathroom panel, and the zero flotation tub was already here at last CES.
Oh, see?
So I asked them why didn't they put in their products because, you know, Kohler did it last year, and Toto said that it was trying to be more thoughtful about where it was putting technology in its products, especially
Thank
in space
you.
Intimate at the bathroom. So they are figuring that out. They're just taking their time, and they have so much other tech they want to show off that doesn't really strike some of us as tech, right? Because a zero flotation tub might not be connected to a phone, but it is technology that they're trying to show off here at the show. So they have that stuff to show, and to them, that may or may not be enough. We'll see.